Chapter 70. Lyria. Passage of the Stains. As the reds behind her carve up the Leviathan atop the altar, Volga punches the gold sacrifice in the chest just to her right of their sternum. The gauntlet disappears up to its cuff. The gold gasps and jerks. Volga's face contorts from the effort, and she pulls the gauntlet free with a sucking sound. A heart the size of a grapefruit beats out from between the mechanized fingers. She gives it to a shaman, and the gold crumples to the stone. Golden flames leap from the fire where the shaman casts the still-beating heart into it. The Eskimani sing like coyote. "I think I'm going to shit myself." Volga approaches a dark-skinned silver man with a widow's peak and narrow eyes. I look the other way. On the altar, far behind Fa, a team of reds saws off the fins of the Leviathan. Another works on its tail with ion cleavers. Others load the meat onto sleighs or harvest its eyes and teeth. I'm trapped in the violence. Everywhere I look, sawing and hacking and slicing and sorting. The silver screams. I feel one welling in my own chest. Volga hands the heart to the shaman, and the flames leap silver. The Eskimani chant deepens. Volga moves to the white, and then the flames leap white. Fa's smile grows as Volga moves down the line. Volga stares straight ahead as she works. Reds labouring on the Leviathan's middle plunge in iron blades and split open one of the Leviathan's stomachs. White scales, black flesh and yellow fat peel back. The altar tilts. The reds hold fast. Offal and chains of half-digested bodies spill from the stomach into the gap between the Acropolis and the altar. Down, out of sight, into the sea. The altar flattens out, and the reds go back to work. My eyes return to Volga, to see her jerk the gauntlet from the copper's chest. He wavers there, and his grunt becomes a whimper as she hands his small heart to the shaman. She moves on to the blue before the copper even crumples down. Four of the Leviathan's fins are already gone. Something has made the reds around the Leviathan's second stomach stop. Their blades lower, and they lean forward, washed in the blue light that dances out from the bonfire. Soon it turns yellow, then green. When the light becomes violet, several of the workers step back. One drops his saw. The other crew works on in the orange light. But when the light turns pale grey, the reds at the stomach turn and flee. The shaman, supervising the harvesting atop the beast, slides down its flank to investigate. The firelight turns muddy pink and the Leviathan twitches. Volga's so close now I can smell the iron in the blood as it dribbles on the stone. I look up at Sigurd. There's fear in his eyes now.
"Brothers! Can you not see? We are slaves now yet again. Atlas's chains are upon us. Are you blind? Father, father, look at me."
Skarda looks at his son as Volga takes his heart. Sigurd falls to his knees where he rasps, "Hail," and tips over. My hands shake. I can't look up at Volga. The belly of the Leviathan moves again, swelling locally just beneath its chest, like a blister's forming. Volga's heavy boots clump on the stone as she comes to the bottom of the hierarchy. Me. She blocks my view of the Leviathan and the forming blister. I look up into her black eyes and see tears there. Hesitation. She turns back to Fa, reopening my view to the Leviathan. "Please. Not her. Not this. I can't. I can't." The blister has taken on a new form, an angular distension, like something inside is making its way out.
"Kill your weakness."
"For you?" Volga asks.
"For the Allfather."
She stares at him for a long time. Volga turns back to me. Tears stream down her face. She raises the gauntlet. It ratchets back. Blood and bone drip from its clawed fingers. It hangs there in the air for what seems like an eternity. Volga's shaking. Her eyes meet mine, and I see not just pain there, but doubt.
You don't have to be broken like him,
I say through chattering teeth.
Ephraim's the daughter.
A small breath escapes her chest, and her will to kill me crumbles like rusted iron. The gauntlet sinks to her side. Then someone screams. Volga turns. One of the Askamani shamans is running away from the Leviathan's belly, even as another stumbles back from it, holding a bloody stump for an arm. Red work crews run in terror. A demon is born forth from the viscera.
There's no other way to describe the figure that bursts from the blister in the Leviathan's belly in a spume of dark liquid. A gristly black thing with two flashing blades.
The screaming shaman soon has no head. Then the one with the stump for an arm has no legs. Two more demons follow after the first. A flash comes from a short rifle in one of their hands. The first demon leaps from the altar and lands behind the last shaman, just as the shaman clears the gap between the altar and the Acropolis. The shaman stops and collapses in two pieces, cut from the crown of his tattooed head straight through the groin. The demon lifts a black, curved blade, gripping gore and effluence. His helmet slithers back. Firelight bathes Darrow's face as he cocks back his head and howls.